I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara recently added his country to a U.S.-led coalition that wants to rid the Middle East of Islamic State fighters. Now, the Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton notes the irony. Last year at this time, al-Shara's terrorist ties held him at odds with the U.S. government. Syrian Christians remain skeptical despite speeches about religious freedom. Meanwhile, a new bout of sectarian clashes keeps Syria on edge. Pray that the instability will lead to gospel opportunities. Then, as the war in Sudan continues, the Nuba Mountains Bible Institute in Cairo, or NBIC, is offering a one-year Bible degree program. The goal is to train pastors and leaders for ministry back in Sudan. Abinu Bishak with NBIC says this course is crucial for Sudanese churches that are exploding with new believers but lack trained pastors. So please pray that the Sudanese church would be unified and continue to grow despite tribalism and the suffering of war. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.